Hello, how is it going? Welcome to another episode of the Leo Alves podcast. And in today's episode, actually, before I start today's episode, I want to give you a heads up that I am by a train station. If you've been listening to the previous two or three episodes, you'll know this. I'm living by a train station right now, and every maybe 20 minutes, a train does come by in the background, but you'll only hear it very faintly. I've already tried it. It's very faint. So if you do hear something in the background, now you know it's likely that a train is passing by. Anyway, let me get stuck into today's episode. And today's episode is going to be one that's not about health and fitness. I might touch upon it briefly here and there, but it's nearly Christmas. It's the 22nd of December at the time of me recording this. And to be honest, I've been procrastinating this episode. It's already a day later than I'd have liked it to be. I don't really have a schedule of the podcast, but I was aiming to release it on Thursday this week, and looks like I'm going to release it on Friday or Saturday, but it is what it is. And just because of, you know, it's the holiday time, it's Christmas, I think I'm going to give it a break for the fitness stuff just for one episode and speak more about me. And I don't really like to speak about myself much, but I think once in a while is fine. I think, to be honest, I probably have less than 5 episodes where I speak about where the main theme of the episode is me speaking about myself. And considering, I think this is going to be episode 74, if I'm not wrong, you'll know as soon as, you know, while you're listening to this, you will know which episode it is by the time I would have published it. But I think this is episode 74. So, you know, that's around 70 episodes of a lot of content surrounding, you know, health and fitness, etc. So yeah, the ones about me, they're not many, they're few, but we're going to make another one about me. Now, if you follow me on Instagram at LeoAlvesPT, you'll know I made a poll. And the poll was you could vote, between what my next podcast episode topic should be about. And the most popular one was a few stories about me growing up in South London. I said South London specifically. I'm going to change that to London just so it's not as restrictive. The second one was, oh look, there's a train. I don't know if you can hear that. But anyway, the second most popular topic, I should say, I nearly lost my trail of thought there for a second, was how the menstrual cycle impacts resistance training and fat loss. And that actually got quite a few fair votes. It was a close second. So I think I will definitely, no, not I think, I will definitely make an episode around that someday, but I'm going to honor the winning vote because obviously that's what you voted for and that's what you want. And if you don't follow me on Leo or on Instagram already at LeoAlvesPT, then do drop me a follow. Anyway, stories about growing up in London. Now, over the last 24 hours, I've been trying to think about, you know, what stories am I going to share? Because obviously, you know, there's a few things that probably aren't podcast friendly. And, I don't really care what I speak about on here. I try to be as, you know, I try and be myself. I try and be transparent. Because last thing I want to do is, you know, have made, I don't know, 500 episodes of the podcast. And one day on like episode 550, you found out I used to smoke a lot of weed, which, by the way, I did. I probably started when I was 19, and that probably happened until, I'd say that probably kept going until the age of 22. So about 3 years. And you know what? I say a lot. I have actually seen people smoke a lot, so I wouldn't say a lot. I would rephrase that to, I smoked a lot more often than I do now. Now I don't even touch it. Now, I that's a lie. I smoke like maybe once or twice a year because I'm not against weed. I will make that clear. But to be honest, it's just not something I like to do nowadays. I used to smoke it maybe 4 times a week. That's what I meant when I said a lot. The most was probably 6 times a week, but that was when I was living in America and I was living in a state where it was legal. I would never do it throughout the day. It was always at the end of the day, and it would be like the last thing I would do because I like to be productive. I've always liked being productive. You can probably tell that about me. And I knew obviously smoking lowered my productivity levels. So during the day was a big no-no for me. Even when I was smoking the most, I could never do it during the day. I hated doing it during the day. But last thing at night, yeah, more than happy. And yeah, and I would do that maybe last thing at night, maybe 4, 5, 6 days a week. And as you can tell just from the ages I share, that was when I was at university, when I was living in America where it was legal. And if anything, you know, if you're going to do it quite often at you know, if you, not that you should do it, but if you're ever going to do it, well, you know what, you can do it if you want, I don't really care. But if you were ever going to do it that frequently, maybe at, you know, university is the best time for that. Again, nowadays, I just look back and think there is no way I could do it that much ever again. Again, I probably do it like maybe once or twice a year now, maybe on special occasions, and I'm happy with the way it is now. And to be honest, I prefer it to alcohol. Alcohol was the same. I used to, probably when I was 17, I went through a phase where I was drinking a lot of alcohol. So as you can tell, that period where I was smoking a lot, or the period where I was drinking a lot, this was many years ago, before, you know, I was even coaching people, before I was even a personal trainer. So yeah, it was years before that. And it was at an age where you can, like, that's the age you are going to make, that's the age you could make mistakes. You're forever going to make mistakes and learn. But as a teenager, you know, I guess they matter less the younger you are, the mistakes you make. Maybe I will look back on this one day and think I'm talking shit, but I do feel like, you know, the younger you are, the more you can afford to make mistakes, and it's fine. Anyway, yeah, basically what I'm saying, without going too off on a tangent, I used to drink quite a lot when I was 17 as well, got quite heavy into that. I'm very happy that finished quite quickly. That didn't last for that long. And yeah, I didn't mind drinking. I would drink every once in a while, but nowadays it's the same as weed, like maybe, actually it's slightly more. I probably have like one beer a month, or one beer every 3 weeks. That's where I stand with alcohol right now. Because the thing is, to cover the drinking and alcohol, no, to cover alcohol and weed, those are just two things that I find they decrease my productivity levels. And you know, I know alcohol is a social thing and I think it's great for that, but it's always the next day that I hate the feeling of. And the next day, my productivity levels always lower quite a bit. And that's why I don't really like drinking alcohol nowadays, or at least drinking that much if I do drink, just because I'm at my happiest when I'm most productive, and I can't be productive if I've been smoking or drinking. So I don't really do either one nowadays. And, you know, this isn't to talk down on anyone who does. If you do, then great. You know, some people can do it and be great, but that's not for me. But yeah, that's just, you know, my thoughts. And I know I said I was going to do a little bit more of a personal podcast, so I guess here I am. Although I have gone way off tangent, I know I'm about 7 minutes in now and I haven't even shared a single story about what me growing up in London. So let me get back into that anyway. So I was thinking over the last 24 hours about stories I could share in London growing up. I'm just going to share like random memories that, yeah, I could remember over the last 24 hours in no particular order. They're nothing massive. They'll be quite short, each of them. But again, I'm just going to be going from memory right now. And, you know, one thing I remember growing up, and this is specifically when I was in secondary school. So all the way from like 12, I think you start secondary school at, to 16. And, you know, I'll never forget. And if you grew up in London or England, even maybe, I don't know if this was the rest of England, but it used to definitely happen across schools in London. If not, definitely my school. There was like a £1 scramble. All the kids. I went to a secondary school in South London called Dunraven. Didn't have the best reputation, but that's just the type of area that I was growing up in. The type of area I was growing up in didn't have the best of reputation either. A bit of a crazy school. I didn't mind it. You know, at the end of the day, it's not like I knew any different anyway. And I made loads of good friends there. But yeah, £1 scramble. Basically, what would happen is someone would just throw a £1 coin, another student, into the middle of the classroom during the middle of a lesson. And everyone would just fight each other for it. A £1 coin. Like, I look back and I think it's absolutely crazy. But at the time, I think it was less about the £1 coin and the more about the fact that everyone could just act stupid, for lack of a better word, and be immature, disrupt the lesson. And that used to happen a lot. Obviously, if you won the pound, then that was a bonus. But yeah, that I will never forget that, like, just someone throwing a pound into the middle, like in the middle of a big group, and shouting scramble and seeing the reaction to that. That was crazy. Over £1 coin. Crazy. Anyway, other memories that come to mind. And you know what, like I said, you actually might be able to link to some of these if you grew up in London. The second one, I think so as well. Me and my friends, we would just like meet up with girls from BlackBerry Messenger. And obviously, like, at the time, you know, number one, BlackBerry Messenger was like the thing. It was massive. I don't know about you, I used to have like, or a lot of people I used to know would have just like loads of like random people on BlackBerry Messenger, loads of random... Yeah, people, I was going to say pins. The pins were people. And you just somehow speak to, I guess that was like almost the first social media before social media really came about, where, you know, I'm thinking the Instagrams, the Twitter, the TikToks like we have now. But yeah, BlackBerry Messenger was like the first real serious like social media sort of thing where you would just like randomly speak to loads of random people you've never met. To be honest, at that age I didn't have much confidence in myself, so you know, I would always just make loads of friends. To put it bluntly, I would just make friends. Like, nothing would ever come of it in, you know, any sort of way beyond that. Because, again, I didn't have much confidence in myself for many years growing up. I think confidence really started to come into me was probably around the age of 18, I would say. Coincidentally, it was a few months after I had joined the gym for the first time. So take that from that what you will. And I didn't mind, to be honest. I made loads of friends from BlackBerry Messenger. And yeah, it's like I said, at the time, I didn't really care. Like, I was just happy to make loads of friends. And I wasn't even thinking about anything beyond that. Again, I was quite an awkward kid, I would feel like. I don't know. Yeah, just immature. And I thought just BlackBerry Messenger was something I would share, a random memory from that. I think anyone who grew up in the same period or generation as me and went to secondary school at the same time as me would also have experienced BlackBerry Messenger as well, for sure, because that was like the thing in London or even England at the time. I even got a random memory from the first time I went clubbing. I went clubbing for the first time. I was underage. I snuck in through the back door with actually one of my closest friends. And the other person, I mean, not secondly, the other person was coincidentally a friend of mine from BlackBerry Messenger. And we snuck in. To the back of a club. We had been declined entry at the front of the club, but then we found a back door that would lead us inside, and we went inside. And I remember that was my first experience ever going clubbing, and I never forgot it. It was like kind of weird for like, you know, me as a 17-year-old to be in there, because England has kind of strict laws of, you know, IDs, selling alcohol, clubbing, compared to, when I say that, I'm like speaking relatively compared to the rest of Europe, because, you know, I look at Portugal and it's a lot more lenient for sure when it comes to IDing. People definitely start smoking and drinking here at a younger age. But yeah, I went clubbing for the first time at 17. I don't remember where it was in London for the life of me, but I remember that. I do remember that. And it was nothing even happened much in the club. I think it was just me being inside, and that was more of the experience in itself. I danced a little bit and then I just went home. Again, 17 years old. I think I was quite a sensible kid for my age. So yeah, I didn't do much beyond that. And then I just went home. What else do I remember? I remember going to the gym with my classmates. And I don't want to name the gym because this might get them in trouble. So I'll just, you know, keep the gym to myself, or the brand, or whatever you want to call it, or the company to myself. But yeah, me and my friends, we used to always go after school, like three or four of us from my class. We would go together. I will never forget that there was this one guy there. He was really friendly with all of us. Really nice guy. But you could tell, like, he was involved in very dodgy stuff. And I'll never forget one time we were all in the changing room. Again, you know, this is in South London. And he pulls out this fat stack of money. It's probably the most money I've seen in one place. Like, cash. Pulls out fat stacks. He's like, you know what, if any of you lot ever want to work for me or with me or under me, I can't remember exactly how he said it, then all of you are welcome. And then he just put it back in like nothing happened. And like, it was just very casual for him to say and do that. We were like, fair enough. You know, we were all sensible kids. Maybe some of us more than others. Again, I'm not going to say any names. And if you're listening to this, you'll know exactly who you are. I think we were all sensible. Again, some of us more than others. But we were all definitely sensible enough to, you know, look at that and just be like, you're good. You're fine. Like, he's a nice guy, but, you know, definitely not get, there's no need to get sucked into that type of life or world. And yeah, we still saw him around. We'd always still say hello, and he was still always friendly, but, you know, nothing went ever beyond that weird conversation that he briefly brought up for a few seconds. Otherwise, what else? I don't really remember anything else, to be honest. I feel like this was quite an underwhelming episode. It probably allowed you to get to know me better, because I know on Instagram, you know, I don't really speak about a lot of these things, and I'm trying to do more of a job of that, because again, like I was saying at the start of this episode, I don't want you to have been following my content for like 1, 2, even 3 years, and then all of a sudden you realize, you know, there's something about me that you don't like, and maybe, and it might be vice versa, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, like, I don't like the fact that, again, I'm just going to use the weed example because that's the one I used at the start. Like, if you hate someone that used to smoke, then, you know, I'm not the coach for you, because personally, I couldn't give a shit if someone does or doesn't. At the end of the day, I feel like, you know, I don't feel like anyone should be telling anyone else what they should or shouldn't do with their body. As long as is, you know, as long as what they're doing is healthy, you know, no addictions are growing and it's not harmful in any way. And, you know, that it's making that person happy, again, it's healthy. And those are the most important things at the end of the day. If anything, to, you know, well, I could have just said to summarize everything I was trying to say for the last minute, I could have just said, be a little bit more polarizing. I have to be a little bit more polarizing. I don't think, and that's not going to be me like going out my way to specifically try and be polarizing. I think it's just me more trying to be myself more, say what I think more, say what I believe more. And you know, if you like it, great. If you don't, great as well. It doesn't really matter to me. So yeah, those are some things that are just coming to mind right now, and I thought I would share, because this podcast episode, again, is about myself. So again, I don't really like speaking about myself, but I feel less guilty about it, because obviously if you've been listening to this long, then it's because you are willing to listen to it. Otherwise, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think a lot of those stories, again, if anything, all of those stories were before I ever knew what I wanted to do. So I didn't ever think I would get into online coaching, or I knew I would get into like something more fitness related, maybe after the age of 20 years old. I thought I would go more down a sports specific path, which when I studied, when I used to live in the US for like a year. And I remember that really inspired me, because their sports scene is massive out there. Like the strength and conditioning is massive out there, the coaches, etc. And I thought, you know, that would be really cool to get into. And that really inspired me for a while. But then after, you know, the more I became a personal trainer for a bit, and I realized that I just really liked working with general population. So you, and, you know, just the helping people gain muscle or lose a little bit of fat or whatever it might be, you know, maybe squatting for the first time, helping improve someone's quality of life. You know, I can take this down all sorts of ways rather than trying to make someone a better athlete. And again, both are cool, but I think working with general population was just something I realized would excite me more. So that's exactly what I went deeper and deeper and deeper into. And now I'm here making podcast episodes as an example for you. So otherwise, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think anything else comes to mind. Actually, there's one more thing. I remember I actually got asked a question today, and I haven't even thought about it, because I was like, you know what? I looked at it and I was like, let me leave this for the podcast episode. And the question was, what is something I learned this year that changed my mind about something? And I thought that would be really good to speak about on the podcast before finishing as well. And to be honest, nothing is coming to mind right now. So it feels pretty pointless me bringing this up. But if I had to think quickly, because again, I was just like, let me answer this on the podcast and I'll think about it later. I'm trying to think, like, is it maybe fitness or not fitness related? What is something I learned this year that changed my mind about something? So I just had a very long pause, which you probably won't know because I'm going to edit it out after. But you know what? I'm going to specifically say cardio. So along the cardio lines, I know that's a very broad subject, but I feel like I used to do a poor job at prioritizing cardio, because I feel like I kind of fell into that bro science world where I was like, ah, cardio, you don't need it. Like, it's fine. Like, if you want to gain muscle or lose weight, you don't even need cardio. Completely overlooking the health benefits that come from doing cardio. And that's something that I learned more about, where I changed my mind about cardio and actually realized how important it is. And if you've been following my weight loss vlog series, which, by the way, if you haven't seen any episodes of my weight loss vlog series, you need to go on my YouTube channel, which I will leave in the show notes, and you need to go and check out an episode, because I was documenting my weight loss journey from mid-August to mid-December. And as you can see, I really try to make cardio a priority every week. I would do 60 minutes a week. So I don't know if that sounds like a lot or a little to some people, but I would try and do 60 minutes a week consistently just for the health benefits. And I did find that my heart rate improved. So it definitely helps. It's a good thing at the end of the day. I feel like a lot of people, you know, get so caught up with gaining muscle, gaining strength and growing their muscles that they forget. At the end of the day, the heart is the most important muscle, and it's a muscle. So you can't ignore it. You need to train it as well. And that's exactly what I've been doing, zone two cardio. So yeah, to summarize that question, what is something I learned this year that changed my mind about something? Maybe this isn't the most exciting response in the world, but it's true. I learned more about cardio, the benefits that come with it, and that changed my mind about how often I should be doing it and whether or not I should be doing it at all. And you know what? There was actually a change. I know, like, my voice just came to life for a second. It's because I got a flashback. The day I realized, shit, I need to be doing more cardio, was, this is going to sound totally random because I've never spoken about this anywhere on social media, but a wild boar, and I was living in the countryside for about half the year, maybe the majority of this year actually, a wild boar came into where my house is, like beyond, so it came, it broke down the gate and it came into the house and it tried to attack the animals, so including my dogs, and that shit, like, it happened at like 7:30 a.m, so talk about early, and I knew about it because my German Shepherd was trying to warn me. Nero, if you follow my Instagram, again, at Leo Alves PT, you'll know who Nero is very well, my German Shepherd, and there is two more dogs. He was warning me that he wouldn't stop barking, and usually the dogs do bark time to time, but this morning it was like unusually for a long period of time, and they were basically trying to warn me that there is a boar here, a wild boar, and it's there was chickens, and it was eating the chickens alive, and it could have killed, it definitely can kill a dog, those things. Train's coming again. I don't know if you can hear it. And I tried to chase the wild boar off, which was a bit reckless of me because if it decided to attack me, I don't know what I would have done. And as I was chasing it, I just was so out of breath. I was like, whoa, I need to start doing cardio. After that whole thing was over, I started that week. Something had to happen for me to realize the importance of it as well, which is what I find quite funny. I couldn't just, you know, just do it. Anyway, I think that is about it for this podcast episode. I've pretty much said everything on my mind. This episode went on a little bit longer than I thought it would go on for as well. Any questions on the back of this or any messages you have on the back of this for me, don't hesitate to fire them over. I'm always happy to hear them. I'll leave my email in the show notes as well. Remember, if you're not following my Instagram already, do follow my Instagram. If you haven't seen my weight loss vlog series already, do check that out. There is 9 episodes in total, and each episode is probably about an average of 10 minutes long, maybe just over. You don't have to watch every single one because, again, there's 9, but pick one and watch it. You'll definitely learn a thing or two. But otherwise, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and you're not following the show already, do make sure you drop a follow on the show, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would say share this with a friend, but I feel like this would be quite a random episode to share with a friend, especially if they don't know me and then straight away the first thing they listen to is a podcast just about me. So maybe you should go back and share one of the more educational ones and leave a review. Always appreciate that. 5 stars. Or you know what, I would say if you want to leave less, then up to you, but I prefer if you didn't, if I'm going to be totally honest. Anyway, yeah, take care. Merry Christmas if you're listening to this at or before Christmas, and if you're listening to this after Christmas, then I hope you're having an awesome 2023 so far.